initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
I was on a beach in Negril thinking to myself, what do I do? Then the waiter handed me a rum punch and said, here, try something new. No worries, juice it and loosen up. Pour me another rum punch, cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all your problems, I know a way to solve them. Just pour me another rum punch, put me down for more than one. Shake me a margarita with a new senorita.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
Just pour me another rum punch
and let's get drunk.
That is That is the Rum Punch song by Ray Parker Jr. And it's so funny, I was just talking about how he called me personally and I hooked him up with a Rum Punch company here. And they're hopefully doing a music video with that soon, maybe this summer. We'll see what happens. But a great song. Pull it up on YouTube, Rum Punch by Ray Parker Jr. He just wrote the new Ghostbusters and all the Ghostbusters songs. So let's go around the table here. We got some amazing comics from Russo's New York Style Pizza right here in Clearwater every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Come in and get some great food and some, you can win $50. We have some of the comics here, and James put it together.
Hey, Dawn, I'm back.
I know, you look so dapper, Dan.
Your winner from last week's going to be here shortly. He's running behind.
I heard.
Guitarist Josie.
Yes.
Give it up for him.
Yes.
But we have a new comic. He's only been doing it a few months. Stefano, I can't say your last name. Introduce yourself to everybody.
What's up, everybody? I'm Stefano Capicato.
Capicato. And then I brought Nick Gilardi back because we're doing the stand-up for news later.
Super
cool.
And
you know Christopher Wright, the artist known and currently known as...
I love you, Chris.
Christopher
Wright. He's amazing.
Wright.
I love the intros that he does at Russo's New York Style Pizza. I like your name. Say it again.
Stefano Capicato.
Gosh, you want a cappuccino.
Stefano Emmanuel Capicato.
I just want a cappuccino from Stefano.
Yeah, my uncle goes by Joey Cup of Coffee.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And how are you today?
Good. Nathan Gilardi here. I'm good. Just get done with my orders and hanging out.
Your
you
orders?
Guys. Yeah, I own a poster business.
A poster? Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I make a... I can't say it on the air. I make a certain kind of poster.
Oh, poster.
It rhymes with spit.
Oh.
Yeah, I make spit posters.
I've never seen those.
You have to
show
me. You ever see a meme?
You gotta get one. I got one.
No.
Like memes on the internet?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I turn those into posters.
That is a talent in itself.
It's pretty sweet, yeah.
Can you give a website?
Yeah, give us more stimulation.
Oh. Well, Jacqueline's here also, all the way from Tennessee. We need a hand clap. Yeah. Hand clap from Tennessee, a comic.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. How are y'all doing in the Tampa Bay area? I'm here. I was here from St. Patrick's Day, but now I'm going to be flying back to Tennessee today.
That's right. We're just talking about getting older.
Yes, getting older. I had a birthday on Friday,
Happy birthday.
I'm a little bit older than I was the day before.
Good job, getting born.
Yeah. And part of what we've been talking about with getting older is that glasses.
Oh, glasses.
The glasses. We need to wear our glasses to see something up close, but then we got to take them off to look at something a little bit far away, and it's like always like the opposite depending on, you know, the person wearing the glasses.
But the problem is I have like 10 pair of glasses at home and I can never find them.
I know. I have that problem too.
Or like the aches and pains that you get, like you get up off, you're like on the beach and you're trying to get up and you're like, oh, I think I need help. And then you're like, thanks, Adam and Eve. Anyway, so tell us why you do stand-up comedy, Stefano. Like, what made you get into stand-up?
I've always been into making people laugh. I just started doing stand-up. I actually just met them on my third open mic.
So have you ever been to comedy school, or you just started doing comedy? Or
My mother and father were involved in Richie Suncoast Theater, community theater, for years, and we've done plays, and my mom is the reigning Wicked Witch of the West twice.
Nice.
Wow.
That was my mother growing up.
And was then, she the Wicked Witch of the West growing up, like playing you as the Wicked Witch?
I
as
was
your
her
child?
Flying monkey.
You were her flying monkey. Okay. I thought there was a little bit of
yeah.
Okay.
Since it's fresh in your mind, what was your first time on stage like for you?
I was actually at the Wizard of Oz. I was only like 3 or 4 at the time, and I was a munchkin. And I got a line out of all the kids. It was probably the
Oh, I meant for stand-up, sorry.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
stand-up comedy. First time on stage.
First time on stage?
What
about
your own material? And, yeah.
Is it about real life?
My stand-up? I just try to do things that are going on like currently, like as in yesterday, or I try to keep up with the times. So
give us a little bit of your stand-up. Do you have a few minutes for people that are driving that need a good belly laugh today like I do?
Put the pressure on right away.
Tell a little story.
I need prayer for 2 family members, like, majorly. I announce that in Jesus' name.
Man, I was not expecting to just get up here. All right, let's see.
No pressure.
No pressure. Under pressure. Where's that song? Under pressure. Is that somebody we know that's out there? Is he coming in? Is that the comic?
No, that's not him.
I'm not sure who that is either.
He's just chilling.
I think that's Lil Wayne.
Weezy F Baby.
I don't know. Under pressure. Look at that. Yeah, under. There you go. That's your song.
Oh, impressive.
Yeah.
I've actually just started comedy, so I.
Like,
I tried out.
About?
I just tried out to get more mic time, understanding how you use the mic. I started doing a lot of karaoke's.
Okay.
Karaoke nights, and this one really boosted my confidence. I was singing "Teen Spirit" by Nirvana.
Oh.
Just, you know, something to get that energy out, feel it out. And a guy came up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, you're killing the Kurt Cobain." And I was just like, "Oh, sick! You know, legendary." Oh.
Wow.
And he's like, "No, dude. Like, if Kurt Cobain was alive today, he'd go home and kill himself."
Oh.
Ba-boom, boom.
Yeah. So, a little dark for this time of the hour, but.
Well, give your social media. Too early, man.
You can find me on Instagram at Scuba. It's S-K-O-O-B-A. Scuba. Scuba Steve. It says Stefano's too hard to pronounce for a lot of people.
And we got a Scooby in here.
So Scuba Steve. Scooby-Doo. Didn't I meet you the last time?
Where?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It's my first time out here, so.
No, but I've heard that name before.
Big
Scuba
Daddy.
Steve. No, I've never been with you, Daddy. No.
And then give everybody your social media.
Nathan Gilardi Comedy. Facebook, Nathan Gilardi Comedy, Instagram, YouTube, and OnlyFans.
Nice. So what made you do stand-up comedy? Why did you want to be a stand-up comedian?
I started young. I was 17. I've always wanted to do it. It took like a big push. I got in a lot of trouble. I went to jail for a little bit.
Okay.
Some
From it's what? Legal now. I was selling weed in Michigan. So
okay.
I get arrested, yeah. And after the that, weed. It was, you know, you're not really allowed to go back to high school, so you should start something good. And I did, and I've been doing it about 10 years now.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good. I'm on the radio.
Yeah, so. You are. So what is your stand-up comedy about?
Life, myself. At first, it was just, I didn't know much, so it was about nothing, and it was dumb. But the longer you go on, now I have like an actual I have life experiences, so I can talk about that.
Tell me about it.
I did meet Kevin Spacey once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in New York, and it's a funny story. I got his autograph for my mom, and this was before he did all that weird stuff.
Right.
so I got it for her.
For those of you who don't know, Google it.
2012, I get my mom this autograph, and like 5 years later, she calls me and goes, "Hey, how did you get that guy's autograph again?" I was like, "Oh, I just met him at a show." And she was like, "Well, why is there a heart on it?" And I was like, "No, that's no." Yeah, I've been doing it. I'll do it out of my car. I do it everywhere. If I work at a bar, I'll run a show there.
Okay.
Anywhere, I go all over. I've been doing it.
I am so excited about both of your careers. You never know where it can go. I mean, I went to comedy school after my divorce at Pauly Shore's sister, and then the improv and. James is the one that gave me the push to get. He's, you're going to graduate.
You've been killing it.
I haven't been there for 2 weeks, but I have some new stuff now.
You know who talked me into doing comedy, right? I told you.
No, who?
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Ooh.
He's at my bar. He sat at my bar for like 5 years. And then he's like, "You're funny. You should go on stage and do it."
And now you got your own show at Russo's.
It's a funny story to it. Oh, we got our own show at Russo's. We're on Stand Up for News here with you. It's fun.
That's right.
It's super cool.
So, yeah.
So I have my friend Jacqueline here. She's flying back to Tennessee at about 4 o'clock today. So she is excited to tell you. Wait, should we play the song first?
Yes, we got to play
this
song.
Okay, this is
Jacqueline's
song.
This is a winner of a song because...
She was so excited.
I was so excited when...
We went to the Lazy River yesterday.
We went to the Lazy River.
By the way, if you're in the hospitality business, it's only $13 to get in on Mondays. And then they give you an extra wristband
for half-price drinks.
I'm a bartender.
We said that together.
Matt James, comedian bartender at Lever Rocks. Great seafoods.
Well, we were flying down the river.
40 South Pasadena. Come on down to Lever Rocks,
There you go.
Come sit at my bar, Don. You said you would.
Are you the bartender, the head bartender?
I think
there?
After this meeting, me and my hubby definitely need to.
Been bartending full time 22 years, met like 1,000 celebrities.
Oh,
I got
all
their autographs. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you get all their autographs?
I kept their.
Are you going to sell them?
I kept
them
their
on
itemized
now?
Copy or their room number copy, and I kept them all. I got everybody's. Queen Latifah's.
That's so cool.
Everybody.
I love Queen Latifah. Let's play
Princess
that song.
Princess Ferguson.
Oh.
She sat at my bar. Yeah. Play the song.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Let's play this song. It's for Jacqueline. This is her song.
Yeah.
You can turn that up.
Because I discovered, actually, it was told to me this weekend. Weekend. Coconut oil.
Turn it up. That song is called Coconut Oil.
The mountain girls are going to be jealous when you get back.
Yes.
Jealous of that tan.
They're going to be, I had my son from California and his wife come into town for my birthday and everything, and they literally say, "Mom, you got some coloring going on."
Yeah, you were at the beach a couple days.
I was at the beach more this weekend than I usually am when I was living here. During normal sun hours, no less.
But you've been more relaxed, which is good.
Yes, much more relaxed.
That's
got
true.
A lot going on, but you know, everything is.
And she
good.
Does massages. So if anybody
I'm a massage
needs,
therapist, like spiritual healer.
You use coconut oil.
And I use coconut oil or grapeseed oil.
You know why you should cook kale with coconut oil?
You can cook with coconut oil with anything.
Cook,
I do fish.
You should cook kale with coconut oil. It makes it much easier to slide it into the trash.
Of course.
It's kind of funny when you're on a boat. All you do is toss it overboard.
Yep. It's part of all the seaweed.
That's it. So anybody else want to do a little joke? Or for our drivers that are driving to pick up their children from school and they're listening. At the end of this, we're going to play Sunkissed Charters. Remember, go to sunkissedcharters.com. We have a 37-foot endeavor. It'll be back on the water here in the next week. $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum, about $50 a person. And that pontoon boat is right around the corner. So we're excited about that as well. SunKissCharters.com. And we'll play that commercial at the end as well. So anyways, what else have you been up to? Do you
Doing shows, hanging out. There was a miracle baby in Miami a couple months ago.
Right?
She had a, this lady had a baby. And it wasn't,
here he is.
She came out premature, but really smart now. It was a miracle baby. She's 9 months old now, but I know this girl, her name's Emily, and she named her daughter what she got while she was on spring break.
Right.
So the daughter's name is Chlamydia.
Oh my God, that's bad. That's so bad.
Who's here,
look who's here. The star of the show. Yes, last week's winner of $50 at Rooster. The star of the show. Yes, last week's winner of $50 at Rooster. So it's New York Style Pizza, right on Belcher and Gulf to Bay. Come and see our amazing comics. I'm up there as well, doing some funny things, talking about whatever. Tell everybody your name.
Hey, how you doing there? My name is Taurus Josie.
Taurus, I've seen your act. You're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
You need a hand clap for Taurus. Because he's the winner.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell us, we have like 5 minutes left until, you know, Stand Up for News is on. So tell us a little bit of your comedy background and your social media. They can follow you.
Well, I started some years back, but I didn't take it serious. I was always known as the funniest person in class or at a barbershop. I do have a barbershop, too. So I had a comedian come in. He's been coming. He was going to my shop for a while. He said, "You need to try comedy." I said, "No way." And so I like a challenge. So I went up there and tried comedy on stage at Tropics in Tampa.
Okay.
And I did well for my first time. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just up there just being me.
Right.
And the place closed down like a year later. So I didn't know where to go. So 15 years later, I was at open mic supporting a friend of mine. And I said, you know what? I could do this. And so I went up the following week. That was like in 2015. And I did well. It's like, how long you been doing it for? I was like, this is my first time out. They're like, no way. I'm like, yeah, really? And so I fell in love with it. I went the next week and learned more spots to go. And I've been just grinding ever since then. I'm trying to hit stages 3 times a night in some places. So I'm up 4 days a week if I don't have any shows booked. And I'm still... had that same, you know, energy in it.
I've seen it, and we laugh.
Yeah, I'm definitely the hardest worker. I've been told that. Yeah. I definitely take it serious. I know to get better, I need to hit more stages. So I've been definitely doing that, and it's been working out for me, you know.
Very cool. Give your social media.
Yeah. Taurus Josie on Facebook and Comedian Taurus on Instagram. That's T-A-R-U-S. Not like the Zodiac sign. Sounds the same, but spelled a little different. That's Comedian T-A-R-U-S, and on Facebook is Taurus as well, Taurus Josie, J-O-S-E-Y.
Cool, and what is your stand-up comedy about? Tell everybody, what do you talk about?
I talk about life experiences, that's my main thing, it's something that's relatable to everyone, you know. I felt like, hey, let me just talk about myself, and I tell you, it's been working and everything, and it's, like I said, it's quite relatable. A lot of everyone else seems like they've been going through it as well, and that helps a lot.
Can you tell us about any life experience? We have a few minutes.
Life experiences that I've been through?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them. Where to start at? Me gaining weight. That's one of my big things I talk about is weight gain. Like I said, it's relatable, right?
Who hasn't
gained weight and want to lose it? So that's been my biggest thing. And I pick at myself a lot about my weight challenges. Me trying to get my transportation at the time was a piece of crap car. I talk about that. You know, it's just so much that I talk about. You need to just come on out to Russo's, where I'm at on Thursday nights, and you can get a chance to see what all the laughter is about. You know, just a couple things that I talk about so much.
Everybody's trying to work out.
Featuring this week, right?
Yeah, so featuring at Russo's.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. That's gonna be
catch
fun.
A really good set out.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, come on out to Russo's. I am featuring this weekend, so it'll be awesome.
Well, everybody's trying to lose weight because of last year, and you know, they're all like, I gained a couple pounds, and
yes.
You know, I just sent 2 swimsuits from Amazon back. I thought I could fit in that. I just sent them back. I thought I could fit in them. And I put it on, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll lose a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's really short. And I went back to the guy you were just here. I'm like, yeah, that one doesn't fit either.
That don't fit either. That's what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to eat healthy, but I'm still gaining weight doing it. Drinking water, eating kale. So I'm like, wow, what do I have to do to lose weight now, you know?
Well, the Lazy River at Splash Harbor in Indian Rocks Beach
is... the coconut oil.
Oh, we were down the river, so I did lose 2 pounds on that one. So that was good.
You can lose 2 pounds, what, climbing the stairs or what?
When I'm in the water...
Walking
the
Lazy River.
Yeah, we walk.
Are you walking?
We jump in the inner tubes.
Oh.
Jump in the inner tubes and then walk with the inner tubes. Oh, and you know, you're going against...
Exactly. Water. Oh, that does make sense. Because I'm thinking a Lazy River like an adventure island where you just lay back and just let the raft do all the work, you know?
No, I'm in a 55 and over community, of course, and people are sitting there, and all of a sudden in the afternoon it's like nap time in the corner, and they're on their like little hammocks. But I'm out there with the music going, and I'm jumping on my noodle about, you know,
jumping on your noodle.
Yes.
I hurt myself real bad when I did that.
It's called low intensity.
I jumped on my noodle, man. Oh, my noodle.
But I can put it on my Weight Watchers and go, I noodled it for 60 minutes.
Wow, that's like a shirt. Okay.
It's all about noodling, everybody.
Not noodling. I got a new word now. Noodling.
You don't know what you can do.
When was the last time you noodled?
How many things can you do with a noodle?
Huh?
How many things? In the water. How many things in the water can you do with a noodle?
Well, I've done a lot with a noodle in the water.
I never thought about the noodling.
Next words very carefully.
When time you go in the pool, you take a noodle and you say there's like 150 different things I'm sure that you can do with this noodle.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely 150. Definitely. Let James do it. He's gonna tell you all the ways.
Oh my God. It has been awesome. So fun to have everybody here. And Stand Up for News is next. We're gonna be listening to the call. I'm taking her to the airport.
Awesome.
And I know she's going back to Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's a great place. Oh, wow.
Knoxville World.
Knoxville. I was in Pigeon Forge. Pigeon Forge.
You've been to the zoo?
Yeah, there's a zoo.
Why does that not surprise me? You've been to a zoo.
You been there?
The who?
They got the little red pandas there.
The red pandas. Oh, well, no, I haven't been there yet.
They're like the only red pandas in North America.
I've never been to the zoo here.
Knoxville Zoo.
Nice.
Wow. Kids there,
Oh, wow.
I want to tell Tyrus thanks to everybody. In front of everybody, he gave me my first show, you guys.
That's
like
amazing.
4 years ago after hitting mics for like a year. And he's got a special place in my heart.
Aww. I really appreciate it.
Well, hopefully next time you come down, Jacqueline, you can go on stage.
Yes.
Yes, and I won't get... wet feet? No, cold feet.
Well, you were going through the same thing I've been going through. You know,
grief.
My son passed away in July, and her mother passed away, and then my father-in-law passed away. We're taking the RV that we have and putting it on my nephew's ranch. Of course, it's a beautiful five-wheel, you know. My father-in-law sold the truck after he passed away, bought this cute little VW, and now we have no pulley in the truck with anything, so we had to...
get a big truck.
Yeah. But then my
big
nephew...
Truck's work, you know.
I know. My nephew said to me, Aunt Dawn, he says, do you think it's haunted? Did he pass away? And I said, yes, it's not. We had it deep cleaned.
Deep cleaning, yes.
He fell off. Yeah, so.
It's all about that deep cleaning.
That deep cleaning.
That. Yeah.
It's that cat. It's that cat. That cat hair all over.
That's what they all say. The cat always needs a deep cleaning.
Well, everybody, Stand Up for News is next. We're going to go to Sunkist Charters in a minute. Just one second. When you see the clock, just say bye, everybody. Yeah, anything you want to say? 1 second.
Yes, I got some shows coming up. Please follow me. Like I said, I gave you my social media outlets earlier, Comedian Taurus, Instagram. I got a lot of great shows coming up. And I tell you, I thank everyone for all the blessings and everything. And yes, I think I'm starting to see the future coming. You know, it's coming.
All the glory and honor
in your check
life.
Him out. He's hilarious, man.
Oh, wow.
And
thanks
you
a lot,
for being here, Stefano. Cappuccino.
Cappuccino, yes. Stefano Cappuccino.
Yes, and if you have extra prayers, I need them today for us two family members.
Yes, extra prayers.
I wrote their names to them, like two prayer lists.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yes.
Or write a letter to God and put it in your Bible.
Yes.
That's what I did today.
Or I call up karma and say, yo, I got a job for you. Can you handle it?
Everybody, goodbye. Stand Up for News is next.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye. Rum punch. 'Cause it's time we had some fun. Forget about all.